Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mac, what's in your freezer right now?
A body.
So I have...
a human head.
No, my fridge is not big enough. Yeah, it's only the head.
On Sunday, Cher announced in an Instagram post that she will be launching her own line of gelato.
Ah, delicious.
This is real, she assured her fans.
Do you know what the best flavor of gelato is? It's a Botox ripple.
There's also different kinds of swinging. Full swap, Rob, I was explaining to you, means going all the way, including the bad place.
Oh, that's like what we did with Carla and Carrie.
That's so nasty. Hold on. You earned that one.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, I'm not being endorsed by I'm not endorsing this particular
product.
You're
not being compensated for this mention?
But I buy it a lot.
What is it?
And I buy this stuff. It's the Walgreens lens cleaner.
Okay.
And the only thing I like really about it that makes me kind of addicted to it, it's very strong alcohol content.
Well, you know, I have that.
I know you have that problem. I'm sorry to bring
that up. No. I spoke to my doctor. I'm allowed to smell it.
Safe to use on coated, mirrored, and anti-reflective lenses.
So do you use it on your glasses?
I use it on my glasses. I use it on watches. I use it on a phone.
On your son?
Spray a small amount. Gosh, let me see. Where are the ingredients?
Well, it'll have isopropyl alcohol.
Well, it doesn't say, though. It doesn't say what's in here. So I guess it's not food, so they don't have to tell you what's in it. But a great alcohol. And they don't all have that nice alcohol smell.
I have a question for you. It's a aerosol.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to strike a match, say, or a lighter, and aerosol it into the flame, do you think it would foof?
No. I misspoke. It is not. It's a spray bottle.
Oh, but still, when you pump it, it makes like a cloud, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to get into that. I burn myself. I know you want me to.
I would
avoid contact with eyes. Do not use on contact lenses. Keep out of reach of children. Do not ingest.
Are they saying, Mike, not to spray it on contact lenses and then put them in your eye?
I guess that's probably what
they're
saying.
I don't know about that.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are from Chico, California, St. Mary's County, Maryland. Ruston, Louisiana, Como, I didn't do this yesterday
because
doing Tony Bennett.
Right.
Como, Italy, Ingolstadt, Germany. Why so much Germany? Is there somebody running around Germany that's doing
this? I think a lot
of
people are vacationing over the summer, and we're getting listeners from Germany that are checking
in. God forbid they're going to Greece. I don't want them going to Greece.
Yeah,
because,
buddy.
Greece is on fire. And
yes.
As one of my friends from New York said to me earlier yesterday, there are no trees in Greece. What could burn? Okay.
Very sensitive, sure. Sir. Very sensitive.
We'll go with that. Yeah. We start today with if you want your kid to learn about the bright side of slavery.
Yes.
Bring him to Florida.
Now, this,
this is a big controversy this week. I'm surprised you haven't been privy to this. I think you block out things like this with your history.
Well, no, also
your
dark history of racial relations
yourself.
Could be a bigger story in Florida than it is up here, I'm saying.
It's a national story.
But, well, then I've somehow missed it, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I think you know everything about it. Florida's 2023 social studies curriculum will include lessons on how slaves developed skills that could be used for personal benefit. That's according to a copy of the state's academic standards that was reviewed by CBS News, our old employer. The lessons in question fall under the Social Studies Curriculum's African American Studies section. And they will be taught to students in 6th through 8th grade. According to the state standards, the lessons for that grade level will include teachings on understanding the causes, courses, and consequences of the slave trade in the colonies.
Wow.
And instruction on the differences and similarities between serfdom and slavery, the curriculum says.
Right.
Students will also be asked to describe the contact of European explorers with systematic slave trading in Africa. See how they did that?
Yes. No.
That's isn't that kind of it? Well, they did it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
We don't want to talk about what we're doing over here now.
Just look over there. Look over there.
We don't want you to feel bad about what we did for a few hundred years.
God.
The line about personal benefit is included as a benchmark clarification to a lesson that asks students to examine the various duties and trades performed by slaves.
That is so off base in every way.
Agricultural work, domestic service, blacksmithing.
Sure.
And household tasks like tailoring and painting. It's just weird. It's weird. It's where I live.
It's
where I live down here.
And it's gotten, so that is the curriculum. It's not being voted on. That's just it.
The curriculum was approved by Florida's Board of Education last Wednesday.
Oh, well, that's nice.
There it is. So I don't know, you know, much fun around this as far as people being upset and people. I'm surprised you haven't heard about that. Do you? Well, you don't take the local news on a regular basis.
No, I do. I turn on the news as soon as I get up in the morning. I spend a couple hours with it every day.
So this one has, this has missed you for some reason?
This has eluded me, and I apologize for that. I should probably know a little more about it.
Well, let me go to your newspaper, the Washington Post.
Oh, you mean the, where democracy, what do they say? Democracy dies in darkness?
From the pages of the Washington Post, this is 2 days ago, an article, an opinion piece that says, Florida has done it again.
That must make you feel so good when you get that.
The state's Board of Education has unveiled its newest standards for the instruction of African-American history in public schools, and they include some horrendous elements. Florida public schools will now teach students that once constitutionally protected system the once constitutionally protected system under which enslavers bought and sold human beings had an apparent upside. In addition to being subjected to maiming, beatings, rape, and murder, enslaved black people developed skills.
Yeah.
Which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit.
I say that the...
I cannot believe you haven't heard this. Mac, have you heard this? Have you been aware of this?
I have not. This is the first time hearing of it as
well.
Oh,
you too. The state's public school curriculum developed by the administration of the Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, who is a 2024 presidential candidate, will now also teach that the race massacres of the 19th and 20th centuries were perpetuated by both black and white America.
See, they did it too. That's that whole thing all over again.
And so who wrote this? Let me make
sure. I will say this, Mike. It does,
the editorial board of the Post.
It does
this,
mean that Florida and their education board, they are unstoppable optimists. Because
they
say that slavery has a good
it's
side.
It's the power of positive thinking,
it
Rob.
Really is. Mike, walk on the sunny side of the street.
So according to this piece, which I think is just really overreacting. I hate, you know what I do that? I always hate it because I think there's somebody's going to be out there taking me.
I know.
Out of context and taking that little bit.
Folks, it's
satire. Florida's children will now learn that slavery was in part a beneficial job training program and that black Americans shared the blame for the violence that white mobs inflicted upon their communities. So there it is. The revised curriculum follows the governor's rejection of a new advanced placement African American studies course, which his administration claimed lacks educational value. Diluting the horrors of slavery does not serve or protect children. It deprives them of the liberating power of knowledge. A lot of people are saying that.
I've always felt that educators, particularly history teachers, they love the Civil War. And if they have a class, a lot of times when you take a history class, it'll be a two-semester deal, and it'll be like America from the founding to the Civil War, and then America, Civil War to the present day. The ones that have it at the end of their course run to it so they can spend as much time to it. And
as
then,
far as the slavery aspect?
Just the whole aspect of the Civil War. And I can't imagine that that wouldn't be a big part of it, that they would enjoy teaching that aspect of it.
Just for people that might be saying, oh, Mike, you're overreacting to this. Well, I live here, and I think I can talk about it. There is no historical counter-argument to the atrocities of slavery or the racial violence that resulted from its abolition. Florida's plan to teach otherwise should alarm Americans everywhere.
Yes.
So yeah. There it is. Okay.
It sets a precedent. It sadly sets a precedent. I mean, I know it's a Florida precedent, but it's saying that this is what they're teaching in a highly populated state, 1/50th of the nation.
I think that the last time I checked, making people worrying about kids' feelings.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a school of thought that believes that, and I hope I've got this right, because if I don't, I don't get it. So if I'm not getting it, please let me know what I'm missing.
Okay.
But I think this is under the guise of we don't want to inflict guilt over the atrocities of slavery on our students.
Yeah, I think
but
it falls under
I go
that.
To the quote, those who forget history are condemned to repeat it.
And that makes so much more sense to me. You have to understand from where we came.
We are living in a world, in my opinion, and this applies to everything, not just slavery. It applies to everything, where it seems to me that anything that's laid out there where something is done that's horrible,
mm-hmm.
they will find someone to blame, you know, that did the same thing.
Right.
You know, well, they did it too. That's never, you know.
It's not a valid argument.
Didn't your mother ever say, well, if you jump off a cliff like your friend, will you do it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where we are. Do you remember, because you have a good memory with your academics.
Sure.
Do you remember specifically learning about
the atrocities?
Slavery in school? Because I have to, it's, you know, it's a lot further away from me, and I'm trying to remember. I know in college I took a Civil War course.
The abolition itself was probably in your current events class, wasn't it?
Back then where it was cold.
Very cold.
Like Buzz would say.
No, thinking back, the social studies course I took in seventh grade, I still remember the teacher. He was a Civil War nut, and I don't think he really got into the whys and wherefores of slavery. Yeah.
And you remember in the wonderful town of Manassas.
Yes.
Where we did our show.
Yeah.
Do you have a memory of, it was really hot, I remember that, when they were going to have the
reenactors.
The reenactors come in for, was it the 200th anniversary?
It was 250, I think.
250, but they were all rolling into town.
In their outfits.
Including the ones that were wearing the gray.
Yeah. Of course.
That were pouring into town and getting all excited about it. It's weird.
Now, I did
it's
get...
It's weird the way this whole thing still plays out.
I had a professor in college that did go into it. But not at this... And that's the equivalent level of what they're talking about in Florida right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was brought up as part of it. But looking back on that, he was so into... teaching us, and I remember this project, causes and events that brought the Civil War upon the United States,
mm-hmm.
where he was having individual events that led up to the war between the states, where he might mention slavery as one of them, but then he'd tell us 19 or 20 other ones. And so in that way, he was watering down the message.
It just, to me, and I've looked at it from every angle, it's just so incredibly brazen.
Yeah, it is brazen.
And transparent as to what this is.
And I should say,
Mike, unnecessary, man.
I should say that I know that slavery was not the reason that there was a Civil War. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it is a large facet of our United States history, a shameful one, that should be taught. And it wasn't to me at that time. And
I thank God for movie makers, that still put it out there as to what it was.
Yeah.
Buying and selling people, separating families. It was just,
horrifying.
You know, people don't remember two presidential elections ago, much less remembering back in the day. It has to be included in there. And it's the same thing when you talk about the and somehow people are going to label me. A certain mindset out there will label me as like anti-US.
No, I don't think you are.
But I mean, I know you don't.
But I don't.
Don't
and
you
I don't
see
think
where people say, "Don't you love the?" I look back at the way that we acquired most of our land in the United States.
Oh yeah, we just took it.
We took it.
We took it,
and then put people in crappy little areas.
Yes,
and that's the same kind of thing. And it's just, is this too?
And it's not taught
right,
that
let
way.
Let me ask
it's
you
not
this.
Taught
let me
that
ask
way.
You
yeah.
this. Do you believe that that if you cut to the core of people that are in government right now,
okay.
that are trying to establish this stuff, is this actually setting the table for white America? Is that what it is? Because it doesn't make sense. What are you trying to accomplish here other than just cleaning up an area that doesn't have, there is absolutely no necessity for cleaning up? That's what I'm curious about.
I don't think they're setting the table for white America, but I do think they're pandering to a less than intellectual electorate that would like to hear something a little more pleasant.
I totally disagree with you.
You do?
I think that they're not. You want to make everything into a conspiracy or a grift. You don't understand the deep philosophical feeling some people have about whites and blacks in the United States of America. There are people out there that the attitude is, we've heard about that. We've heard, haven't we dealt with that enough?
Right.
How about the esteem of our white children going to school? And I think it's time to forget about it.
Well, Mike,
I think
there
the
we
same
have...
people that come up with this are saying it's time to say whatever. When I've always been a believer that this set the table culturally in our country for everything racially that followed. And I'm talking about black people and white people. This set the table for the angst that we still, if it's not obvious to you now, that we still deal with today. The difference is now it's people in positions of power like the Board of Education down here that's saying, you're not going to, we're going to soften the language about this.
But I think we overlap a little bit more than you think, because if they are using it to pander to people that have those feelings, I think it's more about getting votes than it is about setting the table for white America.
Yeah, I would agree with you if I said that, you know, they've got.
Because
pandering
they
to who, though? It's just weird. I mean, the whole thing.
Well, I mean, you're pandering to the lowest common denominator there. I mean,
right.
The people that think that when, as you said, people that say, whatever, haven't we dealt with this enough? Well, no, quite frankly, we haven't, because it's gotten worse.
Well, the powers that be in Florida facing a wave of criticism after they approved the set of guidelines. And this is for middle schoolers.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing, the buzz word, is the how they develop skills.
Yeah.
And it just goes on and on. And I don't know. I remember that a long time ago, I wanted to have a discussion with people about this. And it just seems like we don't even discuss now. Now we can't even discuss the facts. Now we're not even able to really give it away to, understand slavery, Jim Crow, how human rights were violated in a what is arguably the darkest period in our history. It just doesn't make any sense.
We've become so divisive in so many ways, you can't have that discussion anymore. It was a possibility, say, maybe 20 years ago, but you got people that will not bend and they will not listen to opposing comments. As you said earlier, I think last week, that you can't even bring it up on the golf course because it's unstoppable. And he's just like, you know, at that point, if it's just that discussion, you have to throw your hands up because they're not going to bend. They're not going to change. So what's the point? Well, it's really sad that it doesn't change. Very sad. Tragic. But
it says many of the people cited in this new curriculum, black people were never slaves or had launched their professions only after gaining their freedom.
So not only is it callous, it's wrong.
It's lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is wrong? I don't know whether I don't recognize. Certainly don't recognize. After Florida education officials William Allen and Francis Presley Rice, members of the group that crafted the standards, released a statement in response to the backlash. The intent of this particular benchmark clarification is to show that some slaves developed highly specialized trades from which they benefited.
I know. How can you even say it? How can they even say it with a straight face?
This is factual and well-documented, the pair wrote. Any attempt to reduce slaves to just victims of oppression fails to recognize their strength, courage, and
What are you doing?
And you just said,
how stupid do you think we are? Fails to recognize their strength, courage, and resiliency during a difficult time. Doesn't matter if they're strong and courageous and resilient. Of course they were. It doesn't justify you talking about the benefits, you friggin' racist a-hole. God!
And you just said,
I gotta get out of here, Rob. I gotta book my ticket out. I can't stay in this state anymore. I love sunshine. I can even deal with the surface of the sun. Get me the F out of here.
But you just said how it is intellectually flawed. And then how do they respond by saying, oh, it's researched, it's facts? Well, there's going to be a certain percentage of idiots out there that they say, well, they say it's true, so okay. Well, it's not.
Hold on. The people that, who are they? Francis Presley Rice. Always the three. Hi there, I'm Francis Presley
Rice. I don't want to not use my family name.
The statement that they released also includes several examples of such historic figures, including blacksmiths, shoemakers, fishing and shipping industry workers, tailors, and ironically enough, teachers. But it appears these Florida educators didn't do their homework. As critics were quick to note, many of the examples they listed in their statement were never slaves, or they launched their respective professions only after gaining their freedom. The Tampa Bay Times pointed out several examples, including Booker T. Washington, listed in the statement as a teacher. Washington was enslaved but did not gain his skills until after being freed at the age of 9.
And the school board, their response to that is, no, it's researched and factual. But it's not. They're lying to you. Listen, Florida, they're lying to you.
So, you know, read up on it if you're interested in this type of thing. I urge you to do that,
yes.
But that's where I am right now. And Carla, put it on the market. Put it on the market.
Where will you go to?
You have Michael, to go to, Michael, come here for a second.
You'll have to go to another sunny place. Would you go to Arizona?
No, it's 117 degrees there.
Well, it's not that much cooler there.
I know. You want to sell your new chair? I think it's probably going to be too low. Can you pull it up? Can you adjust it so it comes straight up in the air for you? All right. You're going to have to probably come over here and sit on your knees. All right? If you can. Michael's got a new chair in here.
Oh,
right,
good.
Here we go.
Hi, godson.
All right. Hold up. Let's pull it over.
No expense spared.
No, this isn't going to work. You're going to have to stand today until we get it figured out. Come over here and stand next to me.
This is a good video day.
This is a good prep day. A lot of things went on today I didn't know about. All right. Can you hear?
Hi, Michael.
Here, hold the microphone. I'll set you up. Say hi to Rob.
Hi.
Hey, good to see you. How you been?
Can't hear you.
Ah, well then.
Now he can hear you.
Now I can.
Okay.
Okay.
So how
come
you been?
Over here next to me so you're in the camera, okay? Let me ask you this question. All right. You haven't learned anything about slavery, right?
No.
Yeah, at school you haven't learned anything.
No.
Put the mic down so they can see you. Because
you're fourth grade? Fifth grade? Which one?
He's going into fourth. He's going to fourth.
He's a rising
grade.
Fourth grader. Okay.
Let me ask you this question. Do you know anything about slavery? If you tell it as simply as you can, what can you tell us about? Because Florida's changing the way they teach kids about slavery, and I'm curious what you know about slavery. Because I don't think I've taught you anything about slavery.
Wait, just really simple.
What's that?
Just really simple.
Yeah, really simple.
It's a bad thing.
Oh, good. Thanks. You know what? That's awesome. Yeah. Do you know anything in the details about it?
I mean, there's a few things. Like, I know a couple people, like Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
Like the...
she helped the slaves.
Yeah, Underground Railroad.
That's my boy right there. Did you learn that in school or did you learn that on your own?
I can't remember.
Whether you learned it in school or learned it on your own?
I'm pretty sure maybe. Second, I want to say we learned about like Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
But the beautiful thing here, Mike, is his first three words were more solid than the entire Florida school board.
Yeah.
He just said it was bad.
Right.
And that's what you need to know.
Pretty horrible. Do you have an idea of what it was? I mean, and how bad it was? What was bad about it?
Basically, it's super unfair to see how people, just like a different race, too, just like being treated so horribly by white people. It wasn't good.
It's very true.
Okay, I love you. Give me a kiss. Thank you. We can go back and play your game. I could cry.
I mean,
I really
well,
could. I could cry.
There be you happy the fact that your son right now has no. showed more wisdom than the Florida
he's
school
10.
Board.
He's 10. I don't think he's traumatized.
No.
I don't think he's going to deal with a lot of guilt that's going to upset him with that. That's just my opinion. Wanted to do it. I had to do it.
I think
if
it's
I didn't
great.
Do it, I wouldn't be, I'd be in trouble. And that's, you know, so that's it. That's it. I, you know, let's lighten things up right now, Rob. I know you wanted to talk about something involving Dulles Airport.
Yes.
That I have no idea what it is.
Well, I wanted
what
to surprise
it?
You with it. You know, okay. Dulles Airport, and this is a Washington, D.C. airport, but many people have used it on the Eastern Seaboard because it is an international airport to get you to Europe or wherever you're going to. And
a lot
I
of
think,
people from around the country connect through Dulles to get overseas.
And Mike, we've had dozens of flights out of there together, and I think we agree it's not a great airport.
Right.
It was.
Hey, Matt, can you put a picture of Dulles Airport up there?
It is, and you know.
Already on it.
Oh, he's on it.
Thank you.
That's good.
Very good.
So. What is your, when they were building the airport of the future in the 1960s, what was your biggest complaint about Dulles Airport?
Well, I wasn't there.
But I mean, but it's something that came from that era. And when you think of Dulles, what is your main complaint?
When you land at Dulles Airport to come home, when you live in that area, as we do, as I did and you do, you would have, landing was just the first part of it. You would take these ridiculous mobile lounges, they called them, which are
exactly
these
right.
buses
yes.
that you have to get from the terminal that's way the hell out in the middle of the runways and take it back to their super modern, terminal. And that's how you get, and it takes too long.
It
it's
takes
ridiculous.
Forever. And the design originally, imagine if you will, ladies and gentlemen, a cruiser, a vehicle that would actually dock with the plane.
Yeah.
And you would get on it and it would take you to where you're going. That never
happened.
Wasn't
that the way it was supposed to
yes,
be?
Yes. That was the
you
design.
Would get, you would get in there and that was your gate.
Yes.
Right? That's
yes.
the way it would go.
It never happened. We were very pleased to know some time ago that they're getting rid of the mobile lounges.
I heard that and then they didn't.
Except they got final approval last Wednesday for a $16.4 million contract to overhaul the mobile lounges. They're staying! Yay!
Didn't they design an underground system?
They have the underground subway, yeah.
That took 40 years?
Yeah, yeah. But the...
Mac, did I hear you saying something?
Are you okay, Mac?
Mac?
Sorry, I forgot to mute. My apologies.
What's going on over there right now?
Nothing. Someone, I have a visitor.
Who's your visitor?
It's Oscar Santana.
I'm trying to tell him.
Oh, Oscar Santana. What's he doing?
He's fixing Rob's headphones because he's talking a little loud.
All right.
I do like that we just heard. Abba Zaba. Abba Zaba Zaba.
Oscar's not on the show today because he's podvilling today. He's doing another thing. So it was interfering with his other show?
We had a guest in studio. I'm not sure exactly who, but he said Rob was a little loud.
Old DJ trick, if you turn up your headphones, you don't talk as loud.
Yes.
I thought that they built underground.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
So for those of you that have never been to Dulles Airport, what we're looking at right now, you get on that, that little thing, and it's not a train, it's not a bus.
No.
It's not anything that I'd ever seen. It's the coolest thing about it is it's got a place for the driver at both ends.
That's true.
That's
now,
their big
the,
thing.
The coolest thing about it is the fact that it can raise and lower.
Well, no, the coolest thing I think is that it's got drivers at both ends.
Well, but not
thank
at the,
you.
Not at the same time.
But it just still takes a long time. You still have to like dodge the airplanes when you're out in the middle of the tarmac when you're doing that. And I thought that once they built the underground, and I don't, certainly after our last discussion, I don't want to say underground railroad.
No, it's a subway system.
I want to say the sub system, the yes. tram. I thought that was going to make it obsolete, that Mike, they don't need it anymore.
There is a spokesman for the airport called Rob Yingling.
There's the picture. Look at how modern that looks.
That was so impressive 50 years ago.
50 years ago, and it still is a pretty structure when you go in there. It's just not functional.
No, it's not. And it's very brown, just like Vienna, Virginia. The key colors are brown and beige.
It looks beautiful, but that's where it ends. And,
it's
airports
plenty...
have to be designed kind of like a spider now,
yes.
as opposed to that pretty place.
And it is very, it's like 40 miles outside of the city, which is not good placement for an airport.
Well, I mean, a lot of airports are, so that's okay. But this thing I thought was the whole reason they were doing the underground trams is because they were going to eliminate those above
Mike,
ground.
They issued a statement.
Oh, okay, let me hear
Rob
what they
Yingling
had to say. Did they say that slavery benefited
people? No, they never said that.
Okay, just
Rob
checking.
Yingling, an airport spokesman, says...
Yingling?
Yingling, just
like
the beer.
Spelled the same way?
No, but pronounced the same way.
Okay, all right.
He said, the infrastructure to replace the mobile lounge is not complete yet. It's going to take time. And so far... The Aerotrain system, which opened in 2010, so they've had 13 years to finish it from when it opened, has cost $1.3 billion with a B dollars, and it is not adequate to service the airport yet.
So that opened, that was completed allegedly or almost completed?
The phase one opening was 2010.
Does that mean they're going to stop building it now?
No, they're going to continue doing it, but it is so far away that they're sinking another $16 million into the lounges to keep them going until it's done.
Congratulations. Yeah. I'd like to say thank you, Dulles Airport. I
John Foster Dulles International Airport.
Is there anything, you've been there more than I have.
Yes,
over the last
have.
5 years,
I have.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that's changed for the better over there? Is there anything
no,
that has...
They still have the same 1970s signs at the luggage pickup. It is a time machine airport.
Okay.
And it's so funny that it has been there long enough to look modern, then to look status quo, and now it just looks behind.
Would I be wrong in assuming that you could probably have torn it down and built a completely new airport with the amount of money that they spent on the underground
tram? I think it would be cheaper because you wouldn't have to dig under things. You could just dig,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I heard that when they built that airport, some of the people that were building it had developed skills
as
blacksmiths and tailors and teachers. That's what's happened.
You can
that.
Buy wonderful shoes at
Bizarro.
Dulles Airport. Mike, they have 19 mobile lounges. So each mobile lounge is going to get in the neighborhood of $900,000 work.
Somebody's getting paid, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody's getting paid that you never hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because it's D.C.,
yes.
You're never going to have the local stations, dive in. Post might take a peek at it.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'll keep an eye on it. And also,
why don't you do your greatest investigative journalism ever and do the Rob Spiewak investigative journalism?
Expose?
Who is contracted?
Yes.
And have they been the contractor forever? Because, and this is obviously, correct me if I'm wrong,
uh-huh.
this is a government-funded project, correct?
It would have to be.
It's a government-funded state of Virginia project that maybe has assistance from the federal government because
mm-hmm.
it's D.C. and they're getting paid for that. And that's great.
Did you know Philadelphia and Montreal's airport also still use mobile lounges?
Congratulations.
It's really great.
Hey, Philadelphia. I mean, I don't begrudge Philadelphia. Philadelphia's got some new stadium.
Yeah.
Gotta give them a tip of the hat with that one. All right, mm-hmm. we have to take a break.
Yes.
When we come back, we've got the
I'll be on the mobile lounge if you need me, Mike.
Yeah, it's lovely. And then, by the way, do we mention there also shoulder to shoulder, you're sardined in there?
Oh my
so
god.
If you come
of
in
course.
With like a 777, it takes you three mobile lounges to get the people that were on the effing mobile on the plane. Back to the terminal. That's the slow part. That's a D. We'll be right back. Hey, here's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime.
So true.
I am not kidding you about that, but you can fight back. Discover Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. Take control of your hair health and improve growth, thickness and scalp coverage. Visit Nutrafol.com/men. Take the Hair Health Wellness Quiz and get a personalized plan for better hair health through whole body wellness. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men. And enter promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men and the promo code TMOS. Now, before we get to... Oh, you got it.
I do.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
no, all right, you're good. You're good.
To your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
I'll probably have trouble, you know, remembering that you do that now and I don't do that anymore. I'll probably have trouble remembering that for the rest of my life.
Mike, that's, you know, it. What? Think of it as a daily surprise.
Oh, yeah. A surprise and a good one. A big good one, too. That's the way I have to look at it. We start today, ladies and gentlemen, with, yes, another Elon Musk story.
Oh, this guy.
This is just too perfect if it's true. Elon Musk might hit a snag in his attempt to change the name of Twitter to X.
Right.
Because Mark Zuckerberg may own the rights to that letter. And Rob, can you sit up a little bit in
yes.
your chair? Because you're slouching down like almost below the table. Zuckerberg's Meta has reportedly registered an X logo in connection with, quote, online social networking services and social networking services in the fields of entertainment, gaming, and application development. But for the moment, things are moving forward over at X headquarters.
Yes.
Sounds like something out of a spy movie,
yeah.
But a comedic spy movie, you know? Meanwhile, at X headquarters, Lance Lotling was working hard. I don't understand why it's called that.
Mike, throw it again to X headquarters.
Let's go to X headquarters.
$1 million.
Thank you, Dr. Evil.
Thank you.
Yesterday, workers started removing the word Twitter from the side of the building.
Twitter.
So, a la Trump, they're getting right to that labeling.
Yes.
But they were stopped temporarily by police.
You can't make it up.
Because there was confusion over whether or not they had proper authorization.
To take the signs down?
Yeah, you get somebody to knock it down, so they have to get authorization for that.
Oh, boy. He should have looked to see who owned X. That's
absolutely
what he should have done.
I do, and I own a very large, powerful laser.
$1 billion.
Thank you. Sometimes a day at the beach is no day at the beach. Mini Driver found that out. I love Mini Driver.
I do, too.
I loved Mini Driver in, is it Good Will Hunting?
Yes.
She's in with Matthew Damon.
She had a pretty good sitcom, too. She was funny.
Mini Driver found out that going to the beach is not all that easy. She hit the sand with her son in Malibu on Sunday. Cops had to be called around noon, middle of the day, because a guy was pleasuring himself in full view of everyone. Now, it's not clear if Minnie was the one who called, but she saw the show, so she was one of the people who spoke to police. The guy was gone by the time they got there.
Mike, you know, we have tape of gone. The guy.
Okay, let's hear him.
I'm over here now.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. All right, I saw this picture, and I'm about to say something that I'm not a... Look, I liked the show for a while, but I am not a huge advocate for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Sure.
But Lisa Rinna, she's a Beverly Hills alum. She's no longer on the show.
Right.
She shared a nude photo of herself on her Instagram story Sunday in an homage to the famed Schitt's Creek character, Moira Rose. Moira Rose, Lisa Rinna put on her page.
Yes.
Moira Rose says you should take as many naked pics of yourself while you still can and celebrate it, said Rinna. She is 60, by the way. She wrote that over the photo.
Right.
And she wrote, okay, Moira. In the photo, Rinna is standing in her birthday suit behind a massage table. She used golden heart emojis to censor the most personal areas of her body. And she also added a happy Sunday gif to the bottom corner. And I am here to say, for the big 6-0,
yeah.
I know she's waif-like and she's teeny tiny, but really? Well, maybe it's because I'm 64.
Yes.
But really not all that bad. I was pleased.
Good for her.
I was very, very pleased.
She has massive lips, doesn't she?
I think she has the stuff she puts
on. Okay, yes, yeah.
I think she takes the fat from maybe other parts. Well, she doesn't have any fat. You'll see that in the nude photo.
I'll send her some of mine.
Now, Mac, this would be an opportunity for you to get the picture that we're talking about and put that behind Rob.
I can get a picture of Lisa Rinna. I can't get the picture of Lena Waithe.
How come you can't get the picture of
because
Lisa
Rinna? Because it's her nude.
No, it's not. It's covering the bad part.
Based on what it says, it wouldn't be okay to be putting up here, especially when we have a
guest.
Are
you my censor? I mean, is that going to get us flagged if we do that?
Yes. Very much so.
Is your boss around right now?
No.
Damn it. Rob, what do you think? What's your opinion on it? Do you think that this would get
How effective is the censorship they did?
It's perfect. It covers all the... we can at least try and then in post we can take it.
I can't even see it with Google Safe Search on.
Why do you have Google Safe Search on?
Because of this exact reason. Because we're in a workplace.
He's got a point there.
But the hold on. God, this just frustrates me.
I know.
Because I'd like to see what everybody's talking about. The fact that she put it with the emojis over both boobs and the place down there.
Yes, the place.
She did that so it would go, so it would be safe. Have you even tried it?
I will not.
Why don't you go through your save?
Through my phone and see what it looks like. Because do not want to put it on the computer.
Yes, Dr. Censored. Jesus. I don't need this, Mac, from you. What I need is pictures, pictures, pictures while the show is going on. And wonderful editing with the video. That's what I need. But do your little search and see what's up. This is real. It's not what I need, Rob.
I understand.
Not when we're a man down. I don't
understand.
Need this.
I understand.
This is perfectly not helpful.
It's exactly what it
is. Just like I'll think about it. It's not helpful. Jesus. Unbelievable. And now he takes the 10 hours to go search for the Lisa Rinna thing.
Oh, yeah. There's a 0% chance I'm putting this up. There is 0% chance.
Because it would get flagged 100%. And we wouldn't be able to put the thing up. 100%. Well,
it's not covering anything.
It is covering her nipples.
Yes, but
and
you
it's
see
covering her vajayjay.
You see everything else.
Yeah, what? Her stomach and her shoulders? For the love of God. Come on. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Jesus. We would be taken off of YouTube for this.
Okay, good. Okay, hey, buddy. I appreciate that then. All right? I totally appreciate that. And by the way, you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
All right? Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it. All right. All right, to another story that, Mac, you'll find completely... Get ready to have a picture of Cher's ice cream, okay? And I'm going to want that one post-haste, and that's safe with your little Mac Megatic Google safe. If she could turn back time.
It's okay.
If she could churn back time.
Oh,
Cher
it's
likely
a joke.
Would have launched her new endeavor sooner. On Sunday, Cher announced in an Instagram post that she will be launching her own line of gelato.
Ah, delicious.
This is real, she assured her fans. She is 77. Everybody's getting older, Rob.
Yeah.
The Believe singer. And of course, the part of the most famous duo in the history of time, Sonny and Cher.
And an Oscar-winning actress.
For Moonstruck.
Yes.
She posted a short video to Instagram showing off a bright orange and pink ice cream truck featuring black and white photos of herself enjoying a cone. The brand's name, Cher-lotto.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes. Mac, where's the picture of Cher?
I'm not finding the picture. Sorry.
How about any picture of Cher?
I can do that.
How about any picture?
I can have a picture of her eating ice cream.
Mike?
Great at being a censor.
Do you believe...
Cher Lotto, Rob.
Do you believe in Cher Lotto?
Auto-tune, like in its infancy.
That's right. The first record to use it and get a hit.
Cher Lotto is featured on the side of the picture in big, bright... blue letters.
Mike,
there she is.
He actually found a picture of Slash from Guns N' Roses.
There she is. Yep, this is real. She said, I'm launching my gelato, Cher wrote. Watch out, LA, she teased before signing off. There's more to come. And floating around out there somewhere, Mac, is a picture of Cher like on the side of an ice cream truck or near an ice cream truck. That's all I heard. And I would think that would be completely safe. But then again, what do I know?
Do you know what the best flavor of Charlotto is? Is a Botox Ripple.
Yes, it's delish. A woman who lives in one of the world's most remote villages with no shops or restaurants has to fly 200 miles to pick up takeout food.
That's too far.
Selena Ellsworth is 25 years old. She lives in Port Ellsworth, Alaska. So she's got the name of the town? That's pretty cool.
She must be
powerful.
She's
lived there her whole life after her grandparents, Babe and Mary Ellsworth, moved there in the 40s. So I guess that's they named the town after the family.
That's kind of neat.
The only way to get to the village is by small aircraft, and there are no roads, no supermarkets, no hospitals, nor pubs, and the nearest city, Anchorage, is an hour away by plane.
Oof.
It has a population of just 186, which increases to around 400 during the tourist season. They don't say when that is.
Mm.
Selena's family run the Lake Clark Resort, which sees hundreds of visitors flock to the spot every year. Selena's husband, Jared, oh, there's a dangerous name.
That is.
He's a fishing guide with one of the many tourists, and he was one of the many tourists who visit the village, and then they fell in love.
Oh, that's
beautiful
sweet.
Story.
That's nice.
After working in Anchorage for a few days, she, I guess, went out of town. Selena wanted to bring back her husband something special. She wanted to bring him back Olive Garden takeout.
Oh, boy.
So she went to the garden, which was lovely. Got the food in the styrofoam thing, or maybe it's paper. I haven't had takeout from Olive Garden.
Well, Mike, we never have any leftovers when we eat there.
And the flight was a little over an hour. And she says, quote, "It was all worth it as my fiance and I had the best dinner date on the porch. Well worth the plane ride." Isn't that a lovely story?
That really is. All the breadsticks you can eat.
I thought I'd clean your palate with that before I gave you this.
Okay.
Now a little something.
Oh,
something.
Dear. Okay.
Nancy Dixon is a road tripper for RV Travel Magazine.
Okay.
Or website. It doesn't say here. She revealed that those charming pink flamingos, the statues you see out of outside of tents and RVs, they are actually sending a sexy message that swingers camp there.
Hey, look at that.
Pineapples are another secret sign that represents your openness to swinging. Hey, Mac, any chance of getting a pink flamingo up on the screen?
Are you alive, Mac?
Yeah, but I can't. My fat fingers. I can get a flamingo.
Thank you. Pineapples are another secret sign that show your openness to swinging.
Sure, I've heard that. Yeah,
the Miami Herald. There's also different kinds of swinging. I didn't know this. There's something called a soft swap. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
That means that you engage in sexual activities up until or including oral.
Okay. All right.
A full swap means going all the way, including, the big nasty and.
That's divine.
What is that?
Mike, that's what came up when I typed in pink flamingo.
That's divine from the movie Pink Flamingos.
They are. They're the flamingos. Hey, type in lawn flamingo and see what you get.
Okay.
I bet you'll find something. Full swap, Rob, I was explaining to you, means going all the way, including the bad place.
Oh, that's like what we did with Carla and Carrie.
That's so nasty. Hold on. You earned that one. And hanging out at campgrounds isn't the only way to find a potential swinging partner. According to Vice News, there are apps that can help you find others who are those plastic.
Yes, they are.
That engage in the lifestyle. You can find that with an app. By the way, if you see a pink flamingo outside of an RV and you're going to a barbecue there, bring your own condiments. That's just my recommendation to you. Thank you for your censorship, Michael McIntosh. Appreciate it.
No
really
problem.
Do.
Iron Fist McIntosh.
Iron Fist. That's good. Hey, he's probably right. I feel like I was protected. We'll be right back. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Dadgrass. Boy, I have to tell you, surface of the sun, we were talking about the temperatures your car gets to when it sits out there. You can be chill, though, with Dadgrass on your summer vacation. Their legal, organic, smokable hemp products are TSA approved. You can enjoy the effects of cannabis with their low THC, high CBD pre-rolled joints, keeping a clear head. Imagine having a single beer instead of a 12-pack.
Yes.
That's the awesome feeling you get from Dadgrass. Explore their finest tinctures and their gummies, people. Do it. Do it, do it, do it. Dadgrass is the ginchiest. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door, people,
legally.
Anywhere in the U.S.
Yeah, it's legal.
Plus, it's TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for a 20% discount off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Okay, I wanted to talk about Bloody Mike for a second.
Yeah,
if I
you've
could.
Been teasing this behind the scenes for a while.
Probably not going to be able to see this. Maybe I could zoom in. Mm-hmm. I hate to zoom in, but I could zoom in for you. This is for me right here.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. See, it's not working. That's not what I wanted to do. Let me go back
the
to
other
the
direction.
Original. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
all right.
I'm trying
you get there.
The best I can. That's why, because I had it
oh,
at the
other
wrong
way. Okay,
spot.
You're zooming way in now.
Okay, now I'm going to zoom a little bit and show you. You see that?
Yes, absolutely.
And you see that?
Yeah.
And on my leg, there is a 2-inch gash. And then on the right side of my leg, there is a massive gash. And what the problem is...
What is the matter with you?
Winslow Homer O'Mara... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing this part. I got to go back to the regular shot.
I don't know. I like that shot.
Winslow Homer O'Mara
yes.
has claws, and unfortunately, when he jumps off, when he's sitting in my lap, he shreds me. But I'm also believing that, you know, it's just my paper-thin skin.
Do you feel that you are less resilient in your
Can
dermis?
I say this, Rob, based on age, and I know Oscar doesn't like to talk about aging
yes.
on the show because he somehow mysteriously thinks that young people will be turned off. The legions of young people that are
no,
sampling
it's not
me each
that.
And every day.
It's not that. It's that Oscar drinks the blood of the non-believer to stay young.
This is true. He's very, very fit. And, you know, he looks good for yeah. his age, which is getting older every day, like everybody else.
Yeah, true enough.
The thing I hate when I see people that are really, really old
yes.
is that, you know, they look kind of blotchy and the skin
sure.
looks kind of right.
Uh-huh.
You've been around enough
yes.
old people to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of nasty, and I think one of my greatest fears is turning in to one of them. And so I'm in a dead sleep. I've got Winslow in my lap the other
yes.
day, and Carla comes through the door, and Winslow launches himself by grabbing my right nut with one paw
oh.
and then launching off my shin with the other paw. And he just, I look down at it, and I'm just counting the moments.
For
I'm
the
counting
blood
the
to
moments
come?
To, for the blood. And he's doing that, and it makes me look seriously like, you know, I've been in the local clinic
yeah.
having my treatments.
Now, here's
that's
the
all
question.
I wanted to say.
What
yes.
if you trimmed his nails?
Well, Carla, you look, there are things that exist in
I mean,
the O'Mara household.
She could do that. She's trained.
And he doesn't wig out like the old dog used to. You know, the old dog used to hate it.
Well,
I don't know.
The old
I think
dog
a,
has lost his wigging ability.
Do you remember back way back in the day when I played the sound of little Beluga
yes.
on the wooden floor
mm-hmm.
with the clack, clack, clack,
clack
and I
clack.
Said, I hear that 24/7. I don't hear it as much with Winslow, but I think that there is a problem with his little claws,
yeah.
and perhaps I'll address it, but I'm not concerned about Winslow nearly as much as, you know, if I'm starting to, like, bump into the back of a round stuffed sofa, I open up a lane. You know, I wrote in the headline today, Bloody Mike, I am getting wounded.
I cut myself you know. In the shower today.
I watch, I look at people that I hang out with down
yeah.
here, like a hawk now, and there was a guy with a Band-Aid today. And a lot of men have Band-Aids all the time.
Where was, Mike, I hate to ask this. I don't. Where was his Band-Aid? His chin? Shaving
shin,
accident.
Not chin.
Oh,
shin.
Okay.
It was on the shin.
Well, that and, was, you know, that was a good, maybe a low ottoman, maybe, that he bumped it.
I don't know. It looked like maybe it was a procedure.
Oh, well, bless
because
his heart.
Because when you're down here and you're out in the sun, periodically yeah. people have things sloughed off them.
Yeah, or they
by
fall.
Medical profession.
Sometimes they fall off on their own.
And by the way, fair-skinned people probably have the same thing done up there. Are you, or have you been with your horrible medical condition in
yeah.
the myriad of, how many medications are you currently on right now?
If you take out like vitamins and supplements,
take the vitamins and supplements out.
5 prescriptions, I think.
That's not bad at
no,
all.
No,
so you've gotten better.
Yeah, you've gotten better. Yeah.
I mean, you're getting fatter again, but you get.
Yes.
By the way, have you stopped getting fatter? Because it looks like you've stopped getting fatter.
I've been trying. It's so hard. I'm at such a place in my life right now where I just want something to look forward to at the end of the day.
Oh, and, you poor guy.
And it's, you know, that's, I can't drink.
Yeah.
And
we've already experienced that you're medium Rob.
Yeah.
Which is still, you know, medium Rob.
But
I was informed just minutes ago by Oscar Santana that medium Rob is getting maximum work done, which I'm very happy about.
Doing my best.
He was giving you a solid.
I appreciate it.
And of course, every time he says something nice about you, I go, really?
Yeah, that's when he says something nice to me in real life, that's what I say.
Yeah, I mean,
but
that's good.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I'm gonna get back on doing what it is. It's frustrating.
It was the fear of death that got you the last time.
Yeah, yeah. And
right, you were eating well because you thought you would die if you didn't.
If I didn't, right. And then
right.
It's a bad thing because here's the deal, and I'll get real for a second. I've gotten to the point now, if I eat something that is not ideal for dinner, say a frozen pizza, right? I eat it.
Now, hold on.
Right.
Your habits, I think really, if you, have you ever, outside of the things that people pay you to do it for,
right.
You know, a frozen pizza is like one of the worst
things. I know.
Things. It's not even as good as like getting a regular pizza at a pizzeria.
I know.
You shouldn't have a frozen pizza in your home.
I know. But when I eat something that's garbagey like that, it's not always a frozen pizza. It can be any number of things that aren't good for you.
Such as?
Oh, God. You know what? I bought some taquitos at the Costco. They were delicious.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Now, you know,
taquitos.
Like, yeah.
What is in your, I hate to do it to you.
No, it's fine. Who
the
cares?
The other guy ain't here, so I got to use my regular Rob standbys. What is in your freezer currently?
You know, we are actually really lean on stuff in our freezer right now, but I'll tell you what we've got.
Okay.
I have a quart of Haagen-Dazs strawberry, which is fantastic.
I have
a frozen lasagna.
Stouffer's?
No, Costco, Kirkland.
Okay.
I have, I think, 2 frozen pizzas in there because they come in a 4-pack, you know. We have mozzarella sticks in there. And then we have, I think, some frozen chicken, some ground beef.
Yeah, it doesn't get touched. It's gone bad again. The frozen boneless chicken's gone bad. Put the taquitos in.
Throw it away. Fire up the air fryer.
Hey, Matt, what's in your freezer right now?
A body.
So I have
a human head.
No, my fridge is not big enough. It's only the head.
That's right. You have your own condo now.
Yeah.
So you got a tiny, what do you have, a mini fridge like people who have in
like
college?
It's like 29. No, it's a full fridge. It's a pretty nice fridge, but it's
skinny.
All right,
then we'll go with the whole refrigerator, not just the freezer.
Yeah.
What's cooking in the Mac Macintosh room
so
today?
So in the freezer, I have probably a few bags of like a popcorn chicken.
Ah, that you can easily throw into the air fryer or the oven?
Yeah, or just microwave because
you don't like it to be crispy.
It's quick.
Hey, food nut, you know, we've established what's in your freezer.
Do you
have an air fryer, Mac?
No, but I do plan on getting one shortly.
You know what? Christmas is closer than you think.
Yeah, absolutely. Stick with the show. You never know what Santa's going to bring you, okay, pal?
You get one of those signature Mike O'Mara air fryers.
With my picture on it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I got that relief sale from the Foreman Company, the George Foreman Company.
Yes.
And I put my own mug right over George's picture.
And if you're good, I'll give you a Rob Spiewak panini maker.
It's delicious.
Wonderful.
All right, what's that? So popcorn chicken, that's in the freezer.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
I do have a couple frozen pizzas.
Attaboy.
Both of you. We wonder why we have problems on this program.
I know.
There we go. What else?
What brand of frozen pizza? I'm just curious.
DiGiorno.
Oh, fancy. Ah. Fancy.
DiGiorno.
Yeah.
Tonight or whatever this
is. Is it delivery? No, it's DiGiorno.
Okay, thank you.
This is soggy chicken.
And I typically have some like smart ones, one of those like healthy frozen dinners.
All right. Is that the one that's got like the
protective ice?
Has that got the layer of protective ice?
Yeah, you have to scrape it. It's like almost like buying a lottery ticket, Mike. You have to scratch the ice off to see if you've won. And he scratches it. And it's veal parmesan.
Delish.
And it's high in salt and portions are small.
And do you still have the pink flamingo outside of your condo? I'm sorry. We have to take a break.
It was a good callback, Mike.
That was very nice. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about television binging. I know Rob's got a show he wants to talk about, and I wish they were all bingeable.
I know.
When did we start getting ripped off on that? It sucks, and I want the actors and the writers, and I want everybody to be off of strike like UPS. Thank you. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is for you today, Mike. This is a song called Happy.
Happy. Describes me to a T.
That's it.
It's so hot, I just saw Optimus Prime transform into an air conditioner.
I'm sorry he's not here today. I wrote that joke for him.
You know what?
What?
We're not getting paid for these commercials
because
my wife's business. But I'll tell you, it's an outlet for you that's better than any therapy session you would go
love,
to.
Am I right about that? Love writing a joke a day, yes.
It's time to focus on your face, and I right now am only waiting for the end of this commercial. Not because I don't love Dermglow, but I know Rob's going to please me at the end of this.
I think I will.
So, it's time to focus on your face, and Dermglow has everything in one place. Dermglow has everything guys and gals need to battle Mr. Sunshine. Hey, Mr. Sun. Mr.
It's Antonio Sunshine.
Battling Mr. Sunshine. Hey, watch out for that man in the sky.
Hey, Tony.
The New York Times.
Tony, what's in your refrigerator?
I got a DiGiorno frozen pizza. When the moon hits you, that could be pizza pie. Hey, that's amore. Sorry. Anyway, lots of their sunshine stuff is on sale. I tell you this, I slather on her beautiful sunscreen every single day. It's on sale with Dermglow. Enjoy fast shipping and worldwide delivery. They even offer Afterpay for your convenience. Enhance your loveliness with the virtual skin consultations. The next time I tell you about this skin product, I will put it on while we are here on the show.
All over
I
your body.
I will show you how to apply it. It's very sensual. Find the perfect products for you. And if you can't decide, grab an e-gift card from Dermglow. You'll be a hero. Visit DermglowSkin.com today, the ultimate facial boutique featuring facials and products by the pampering esthetician. She is also known as the bestietician.
Yes.
Reach out today and tell them that American comedian Tom Dreesen sent you. He's the man who made Sinatra laugh. And he has the soft skin of an infant. Despite the heat, you'll be freezing when you laugh it up with Tommy Dreesen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dermglow.
Okay. I don't get into the weeds when it comes to the TV and the business of the TV. Obviously, I care about the strike because I want to see more product.
Sure.
I want to see. I'm on the side of the creators, as I always have been. But what is frustrating, I've got two shows right now that are really spectacular. The Crowded Room, which is the, I believe Holland is the name of the, Tom Holland? Is that
there
the
is
name
a Tom
of,
Holland, yeah.
And he's the actor, and absolutely phenomenal. Amanda Seyfried,
yes.
Who is also in that, and she's great. And then you've got Idris Elba in the show Hijacked. And they
Robert
are my
has
two.
Been watching Hijacked left and right. He loves
Look,
it.
When you say Hijacked, you think, what do you think? You think one movie that they could only deal with that type of plot in one movie. This is so well done. It's so beautifully laid out.
And it's a series?
It's a series, and I didn't think it would work.
Yeah.
And now, when it comes on, I can't wait. But the problem is, well, I'll be waiting till tomorrow night for my Hijacked. And then I have to wait till next weekend for The Crowded Room. Crowded Room is, there's Hijacked right there. That's Idris Elba sitting mm-hmm. in an airline seat. And the other one, The Crowded Room, deals with the, I think they're both Apple TV, mm-hmm. and deals with the issue of multiple personality based on a true story. They're fantastic. And I miss,
yeah,
so
you know
sorely
what?
Do I miss the days of the bingeable television show.
I'm the same way right now with The Righteous Gemstones.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually...
They're new too, right? Have they come back?
They're in season 3 right now, and I canceled HBO because everything on HBO I was getting on the app anyway, but it makes me wait a day for the new download.
The new app is called Max, right?
Yes.
Is that the
yeah,
new one?
And it's got everything, okay. You know, and Mike, you have it, right?
Yeah, I do.
And that also, remember, if you go in deep, you can even find Turner Classic Movies on that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which is really a lot of fun to peruse because they keep that up to date. So, but we're spoiled.
Remember Breaking Bad being the first real bingeable that everybody went nuts? Or it was House of Cards.
House of Cards was the one that, and then, yeah, and we got spoiled.
Well, they were going to revolutionize television because that's the way TV was going to be delivered. They were going to deliver a season for you, and then it just kind of stopped. And now I think all of these are in the can, right?
Of They're course. They're just doling them out to us. It seems to me like they realized that that benefited us and not them.
Yeah,
and so they pull it back. It sucks.
I mean, it truly, truly sucks. But those two, if you are a
Ted Lasso was another one that was a once a week show.
Yeah, it was another one like that, and it was frustrating. And I like when you love a show,
you want
to look forward to something every night of the week. But you're right, benefited us, not them. So say,
I'll tell you how they could benefit us is not telling us that The Bear is great. And then making
now, the
us
Bear
watch
is old, though. The Bear is out for a while.
I think season two dropped.
Oh, they've got a new one? Is it the same dude?
Yeah.
Is Lip still in it?
Yeah, they've got, actually, he opened his restaurant at the end of it. And it's, you said yesterday, manufactured drama. And
yeah.
I don't need all that yelling in the kitchen. There was one episode where they set it at his family's house on Christmas where everybody's yelling. And I turned it off and went to bed because it was literally unpleasant.
Well, you don't like conflict, Rob.
Well, yeah, but there wasn't always conflict. They even agree really loud.
Yeah, but I might like that, right? Do you think I might like it because
maybe,
I thrive on content?
Maybe, and you know what? It's got a great... One reason that I kept coming back, Oliver Platt. I love Oliver Platt.
What role does he play in that kitchen show?
He plays the uncle that gave them the loan to turn the restaurant around.
He's a money guy.
He's a money guy, and he's great. Okay. There's it's just... Everyone was screaming how great this show was, and it wasn't that great. It was agreeable. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I guess that's on my own fault for coming in, you know, a few months late. But I don't know why people are so drawn to it.
Well, I think that I would love to see the shows that I like go back to the bingeable.
Yes.
And there's some good ones out there right now. I don't know how that's going to change next year because it'll be next year at this time.
Oh, we'll feel
when
it.
We're going through this, you know, which I was reading a lot about the strike, and it seems like there's really no movement so far. This is really, really tough. However, I have to point out, just for my Giants fans out there, Saquon Barkley signed a one-year deal with the New York Giants. Hello, hello. Watch out, America. Watch out.
Why do you do this to
yourself? The New York Giants.
Why do you do this to yourself?
The New York Giants will play for the NFC Championship this year.
Why do you do
this
to
yourself? Not the Super Bowl. Not going to tell you whether they're going to win or lose.
But you know.
When was the last time? When was the last time you ever remembered me saying something like this about my football team?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
I don't think I ever have.
Well,
have I?
You were very excited when they signed Eli. You were.
I was.
You
no,
were
I really
very
wasn't.
Excited.
No, I didn't. I hated Eli.
No, you kept.
You know that.
At the very beginning, you come in singing, Eli's coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you were.
Eli's a.
You were way into
it. I hate to bring back Tony, but.
Oh, hey, Tony.
Eli's a coming. Whoa, you been hard, you're Eli.
Tony.
Yeah, right.
What shows do you binge?
Oh, let's see. I like to binge Donna Reed. What else? Oh, I love binging Ozzy and Harriet. Those crazy people are just wonderful.
What about Real Sex?
Real Sex. Real Sex 3 is my favorite.
That's a good one.
They go to Amsterdam. Thanks for getting the picture of me up there, Mac. Maybe we have Tony Bennett every single day on the show. All right. Take it away, Mike.
Very nice. Do you get annoyed when
Thanks,
he comes
Tony.
By?
Yeah, well, he throws my rhythm off a little bit.
But he does love Real Sex 3.
And the last thing, the Golden Bachelor you wanted to talk about.
Yeah,
it's
just
another
briefly,
television program. Just brief.
Just
the Golden
brief.
Bachelor, meaning they're going to bring... Is it what I think it is?
Yes.
You have that?
Yeah.
Can you do anything from memory or do you have to read it
all?
Well,
I want to make sure I get his age right. His name is Jerry Turner. If you can bring up a picture
Jerry
of
Jerry Turner was an anchor man at Channel 13 in Baltimore.
I don't think
do
it's the same guy.
Do you remember Jerry Turner?
This is the guy.
Oh, he doesn't look that old.
No, but
of course,
he
nobody
is,
does to me anymore.
He's 71.
Really?
And so there's going to be a 71-year-old
guy.
Bachelor.
That's well-preserved for 71. I can't see the picture that well. Is there a lot of stuff going on?
I think
perhaps
there's
plastic
some
surgery?
Brushing. I think a lot of brushing in the photo. I don't know how the video will treat him, but they're going to have him with women that they have older women to court him.
How old?
I'm checking right now.
Take your time, Rob. Hey, Rob, let me ask you about these things you bring to the show. Do you just skim the headlines and go, I'll talk about that?
No, I don't do that. Mike, I was just, they don't actually mention, they said they will be courting with women around his age.
Very good.
And so there's that, and he's Mike, he's a widow.
Okay, he's a widow. Thank you very much.
I should say.
Fine looking man. Good luck to that. Check that out. Put that on your regular TV schedule viewing.
Well, Mike,
thank you.
You need to watch something after Stars on Mars is over.
Very good. I don't even know what that is, but
it's
I'm
on
sure
Fox.
It's fine. Hey, it's on Fox.
Yes.
Now you see, I'm obsessive compulsive, so I can't help it. Thank you.
We'll
take a break and come back with the flip side right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Liquid IV, people.
Oh, yeah.
Was enjoying it today. The number one powered hydration brand in America. I am so enamored with Liquid IV that I have been sharing it with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when I share it with my friends, I actually had a little moment because I keep it with me when I am out on a 95-degree day with 104 heat index on the golf course, and I gave two packets to my pals. And then when I did, I regretted it because I'm a selfish, nasty man.
No,
who
you're
really
a good guy. You're a good
I'm
guy.
I'm giving it away and there won't be any left for me. I love the powdered hydration blend. I love it. It's available in sugar-free now, years in the making. Hydration multiplier, sugar-free. It uses a proprietary zero-sugar hydration solution, no artificial sweeteners, and three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. And if you do not think that makes a difference when you are outside three, four, 5 days a week and you are not in need of those electrolytes and the eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, you are mistaken. Liquid IV hydrates twice as fast than water alone, and you feel better when you're in the heat. Keep your daily routine exciting with three new flavors, white peach, green grape, and lemon lime, all delicious, every single one of them. Not only will you feel awesome, but you'll also be making a positive impact on the world because Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries. Be like me and drink Liquid IV. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, now sugar-free and so good for you. It's better than regular water. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Sugar-Free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or better yet, get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order. You can go to our website and click on the Liquid IV banner there. When you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, you get the 20% discount. Time for the flip side.
Do that flip side thing.
Hello.
Mike, I complained about the length of Oppenheimer, that I had to have two pee breaks in it, and it was unpleasant for me because it was a three-hour movie.
Was the peeing unpleasant for you?
No, the peeing was glorious.
Okay. I didn't know.
Thank you.
Sounded like it.
But
right.
No, but it was there was a lot of plot going on, and you don't want to miss it. But a three-hour movie, good luck. I would say average person probably have to excuse themselves one time. However, now there's something to help you. There's an app called RunPee. And what it does is you start the app when you start watching the movie, and it gives you an indication when it's safe to leave long enough to pee and not miss any plot points.
There's an app you can download on your phone called RunPee. You just press a button when the movie starts, and then it will vibrate 30 seconds before you can make a run to the bathroom. And when you come back, it will tell you what you missed during the boring part. It'll also tell you if there are scenes after the credits and if they're worth staying for.
See? That's a smart app.
What is wrong, America? Really? I mean, I can just see that little self-satisfied. Is that the guy that designed it that was
of
talking?
Of course it is, yeah.
You know, self-satisfied, thinking he's about as brilliant as it gets. How's it going to tell you? Light up your phone and give you, like, text? Which is going to annoy the guy that's next to you, wanting to stab you in the ear. That's the way that's going to work.
Mike, what you don't know is that the app also holds it for you.
Very, very
So
excited.
Take your phone with you to the bathroom.
So sorry that you had to run your bladder twice. But you were drinking a massive amount of fluid, right?
Yeah, of course. And
Please
I'm
tell
on...
me you were drinking a diet beverage.
I was drinking water.
Oh, you were drinking water.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still doing that? Well, that's healthy. Good
absolutely.
All right.
And then home to nice, thick, syrupy beverages.
Thank you.
Not really.
Good for you.
Mike, Spirit Air. What a wonderful way to travel.
Uh-huh.
This lady claims that the flight attendants blocked her from using the bathroom for over 2 hours. This is a sort of a theme today. And she went back to the galley, you know, where you would be hanging out if you're going to try to go to the bathroom, but she was blocked. So she just peed.
Why did they block her? Does it say why they blocked
her? Doesn't say, but it does say that she did pee on the floor in the galley.
You tell me you cannot, you close the door.
Just say hello to the camera for me.
The plane is stop you sick. I cannot hold the pee.
Well,
you can do
say,
whatever you want.
Hello.
You can say the word.
You need to drink water because your pee smells.
No, but Mike, you have to listen to the end of it.
Okay.
Because... You tell me you cannot use the
water. You need to drink water because your pee smells like disgusting.
She said that you need to drink water because your pee smells disgusting.
So she's Spirit, right?
Yeah.
So the flight attendant's like getting into it with her.
Yeah,
of
course.
Instead of just like being professional.
Yeah.
You know, I just felt like somebody was going to, you know, Dikembe Mutombo was going to jump out and go, no, no, no.
Well, that's
no
what you
pee
should.
On the floor,
that's
man.
What you should say when someone pees on the floor.
Wow. I witnessed a vomit on the, it was Midway Airlines, which was a precursor to Spirit. I mean, I don't think it was directly related, but it was a cheap airline.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal because they flew from National Airport in D.C. to Midway Airport in Chicago.
They were Chicago-based, right?
And then on to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fabulous
it
Las
was
Vegas,
right
Nevada.
After my first marriage. And I can't help but remember the guy that, you know, my friend Sean and I were flying to Vegas and having a few cocktails.
No.
So as soon as the plane got airborne, we went to the back of the plane. And we, you know, we're standing back there to wait to drain the main vein. And then a guy was just making his way down ashen gray. And all we got to see as he pushed by us, we heard him say, sick. And then, they didn't give him a hard time, you know. So the lady obviously had to go. Give me a break.
I remember one time I was at a concert with my Uncle George and there was a guy puking at the concert. And, you know, you try not to look. And George says, hey, he had Fritos.
Oh, that is so nasty. Oh, my God.
Okay, there's a reporter, and his name is, I want to get this right, Shaka Hislop. He's an analyst for soccer.
Okay.
And he was doing a report. He was covering a game, AC Milan and Real Madrid. And he passed out on the air.
Did you get that? What was his name again?
His name was Shaka Hislop. Yeah, perfect.
Thank you, Rob.
So here we have is a less than perfect audio capture of him passing out. You can still make it out. And then the update. He's fine. He's absolutely A-OK.
He's been left behind. He's on the naughty step. Obviously. Shaq. Instant help.
So what happened ahead of the game, obviously my mate Shaka not here, but as it stands, it's good news. He's conscious, he's talking. I think he's a little embarrassed about it all. He's apologized profusely. Not a man who likes people to make a fuss of him. Obviously far too early to make any sort of diagnosis, but the important thing is that Shaka's conscious. Fortunately, we spoke to his wife and things are looking okay.
He's fine, Mike.
What happened to him again?
He passed out while he was doing a cutaway. And
And Shaka's a...
He's an
like
analyst.
A color commentary
yeah.
guy?
I think he was actually on the field. He was on the field when it happened. He might be a sideline
guy. Oh, I see the picture. That's the picture of him passing out,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'd love to see that. Matt, can you run video on that thing?
I can. It won't be audio, but I can do
yeah,
a video.
Yeah, just show. Yeah. Let me see the audio of him passing out. Yeah. That
if you
fun.
Want to do the next audio vault, I can get it pulled up and right after that. Or the next flip side video or audio.
Well, it's sort of. Okay.
It kind of defeats the purpose. Any chance you could just like press play?
Yeah. This is a static picture.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
But
I'll
actually,
wait.
Okay.
Wait, we got time. We got a little extra
actually,
time
no,
with the
I think
flip
I can
side
do
here.
That.
Okay. Here we go. This is new scientific. This is new technology.
This, yeah, right. New technology.
And we just got to get through this spot. From
okay,
AT&T.
That's it. We're moving on now. Thank you. Why pay the extra? All right.
Mike,
let's go.
Let's close with this. Adele is at a residency in Las Vegas. And when you're doing a concert like that, you want to look as good as you can. And so she wears Spanx. And she was talking about it on the stage in Las Vegas. There was something that happened with her, though, that I didn't expect. And I don't think the people in the audience expected to hear it either.
I do my shows, I wear Spanx, you know, people wear a bit, make it completely. And I sweat a lot, but it doesn't go anywhere, so I'm basically just sitting in my own sweat. So my doctor gave me jock itch. Do you guys know what that is? Jock itch? Is it jock itch? That's what it's called, right?
So the next time you go see Adele in Las Vegas, prepare yourself. She's probably suffering from jock itch.
God bless
and
her.
And we wish her all the best, Mike.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And please get yourself a TMOS fruitcake. We would really appreciate that. And we'll see you tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Anything else you can tell me about him?
No. Like I say, he was funny looking. More than most people, even.
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
Goodbye.
You were unstoppable.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.